Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
They've opted to open the 21-day practice period for Deshaun Watson. And I understand, like, he's been instrumental with Shador. Now, I don't know how you can help Shador if you can't run the offense yourself, right? Like, I don't know how that's like, hey, you didn't really fit in this offense. Teach the fifth rounder this one.
Isn't that, like, the whole basis with a lot of people when they say teachers, though? Like, most people teach because they can't do?
Yeah, but Deshaun could do other things. He just can't do this offense.
See, now you got me turned up. I don't know what to tell you there.
I don't know.
By the way, so Deshaun did work on the backup field. Mary Kay's tweeting out a video of it. So he's in the backup field, the one with Dylan Gabriel and Bailey Zappi.
Oh, did he get the hungry dogs period?
Yeah, well, because this is what we now know, is that the idea that there's two separate fields, and then there is that your hungry dogs?
Yeah.
Stay hungry.
Not hungry enough.
Hungry dogs run faster. Yeah. Shador had the shirt on today, hungry dogs.
Which, by the way, never really loved hungry dogs run faster. I mean, like, just feed your damn dog.
Always liked it.
Yeah.
Always liked it.
Feed your damn dogs.
I fall for motivational things, though. You should know this about me. I do. There's a time in my life I like motivational stuff. Not as much anymore.
That is a cousin to self-help. Do you do a little self-help, too?
No, not as much. I like what the motivational, it's never a bad thing to be like, all right, that made me want to try a little bit harder.
Yeah.
But now at 36, I don't try nearly as much. And so it just kind of goes away.
That's the point of getting older. You get to try less and less.
It just kind of goes away.
You just get to kind of release.
But they're on two different fields is the point. And so it's Bailey Zappi and Dylan Gabriel and then Deshaun on this one field and then Shador on the main highlighted field on the other side.
Yeah.
He's not really going to do much anyway.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, I would be surprised if he was activated this week. I think probably at the heart of my frustration, at the heart of the rage that you heard in the first segment, is that I agree with you. I think he is going to play this year. And it's just an absolute, like, by the time I think Deshaun is ready to play, I think the only thing he can do is maybe be just good enough to get a win that you don't really need. And cost yourself some draft position.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to Shador or Dylan Gabriel winning you games, that's what I want. I want you to win games with young guys who have a long-term spot here in Cleveland, where I can see growth, right? Where I can see some real encouragement here. That, to me, is building towards something. Deshaun playing in week 17 and getting a win over, I can't remember who you, is it Pittsburgh that week?
The final week?
Yeah. No, final week is, week 18 is Bengals. Yeah. But like getting a meaningless win at the end of the season, giving basically the Lovie Smith, like to me, I don't think Shador or Dylan Gabriel,
the Bears-Texans game,
winning one or two more games here, I don't think either of those guys winning games at this point in the season is Lovie Smithing.
Although that did end up giving him CJ Stroud. Funny how that works.
Well, that was 1 versus 2. This would be like probably pick 3 versus pick 10.
No, I mean, it don't matter. But what I'm saying is, like, the funny thing about that end result with Lovie Smith is it actually worked out in the Texans' favor in a massive way because they got CJ Stroud, who turned into their franchise quarterback. Like, it all in turn worked out when at the time people thought it was devastating. But your point remains. I I think it's easy as this. I mean, if Shador, the opportunity is right there for him. If you don't want to see Deshaun Watson play football this year, then anybody that wants to come out here and talk about the EPA numbers for Shador Sanders, I'd suggest maybe you quiet down that noise. And for the people that didn't show up in the stadium this last weekend, if you really, truly don't want to see Deshaun Watson play, come out in spades for sure.
Wait, real quick. Are you leveraging the fear of us having to watch Deshaun Watson play this
year? That's exactly what I was trying to accomplish that last segment.
Become a supporter?
I was trying to accomplish that last segment and got derailed. I want to accomplish that. Yes. The answer is simple. It's all right there for you. Shador is the reason why Deshaun will or will not play this season, in my estimation. If Shador plays good or good enough, Deshaun will never see the field.
No, but see, this can boomerang.
He won't ever have to see the field.
But this can boomerang. If he doesn't play well enough, I'm going to start getting mad at him because I have to watch Deshaun Watson play again.
Well, that's why we
haven't thought this one out.
No. We need to bury those EPA numbers. We need to bury the ugly if it happens to turn ugly. And we need to go ahead and highlight some of the positives. If you're true one direction in this, okay, not the band. Like your
easy,
actual one direction in this
Watermelon
is to make
sugar.
Sure that you never see Deshaun Watson start a football game again this year. Then you need to become a Shahonk. You need to become the biggest Shador supporter imaginable.
What about
because a Shador? He is whatever you want to call it. Whatever. That's a little mean. Little mean spirited.
Well, no, those are okay. Yeah.
Little mean spirited.
But it sounds funny.
No doubt.
Okay.
It's a banger.
Yeah.
It's a banger. But it's a little mean-spirited. But if you never want to see Deshaun Watson play again, then the answer is simple. Shador's got to do his part.
I'll be honest with you. I'm going full Shadork if it means I don't ever have to watch Deshaun Watson play this year. Because I'm already also open to what you said, that if the cap nerds are right and Deshaun Watson's going to be here next year anyways, I'm already reeling with the fact that I'm probably going to have to see him next year. I could just use a full year cleanse of not having to watch that
You know
guy.
How dangerous this gets for the Browns if Deshaun Watson gets to play the final two games of the season and looks competent to good?
Yeah.
That's not good for the offseason prospects of everything.
Yeah, but I think
this is the team that would convince themselves that he's better than any other option that they can get.
But let's be honest, how desperate do you have to be? How and embarrassingly desperate for an organization that is already embarrassing and desperate. How embarrassingly desperate is it that he goes out and has a good game against a collapsing Steelers team or a Bengals team that might be out of the playoffs by then, and then they can take a victory lap?
I get it, but it's embarrassing, sure, but it's also the type of thing that you do when you're desperate to try to make Deshaun Watson be anything different than what he's been.
It's the kind of desperate thing that you do when you just have no respect for your fans.
Well, but this
and
is
that
why
needs to be said.
But this is why I think it's important when we have guys like Albert on. Me and you are passionate about this because we care about this franchise and we've cared about how long this franchise has suffered and we want this team to be as good as it possibly can, and also because we know we'll be here for the next 40 years discussing this team, right?
And probably Deshaun Watson under contract for the Cleveland Browns.
But when we talk to guys like Albert, what did Albert try to pitch to us earlier on in the season? He kept going back to the idea of who's the best quarterback in this room. That was his view. His viewpoint of it, and I didn't agree with it, you didn't agree with it, but his viewpoint is, and this is Albert Breer talking, who's the best quarterback in that room? And that's how these guys see this. They don't see this the way that you and I see it. They
with
see it
logic
completely,
and
yeah, they
clarity.
See it completely differently. They're going to bend over backwards to try to make Deshaun be something that he isn't, and they're going to try to bend over backwards to make him be good again, and they're going to give him every opportunity to do so.
216-474-0092. Will Deshaun Watson play at some point this year? Let's go with Brad in Canton. Brad, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Gentlemen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Good afternoon.
I don't think so. I think opening this 21-day practice window might be a way of avoiding some kind of action on the part of Deshaun's people, them saying, he's healthy, you're keeping him on PUP, we're going to file a grievance. They open the practice window, the likelihood of a grievance just goes way down. Hey, we let him practice for 21 days. We didn't see a healthy Deshaun. He goes to PUP. That's the end of the
Deshaun. But if I was Deshaun's people, I'd be even angrier about that. Like, if I feel I'm really healthy and at the end of 21 days, I'm like, I'm healthy, and then they put me on the PUP, not only do that's the easiest grievance ever filed. I immediately call the NFLPA
all
if I'm Deshaun.
All the Browns have to do is convince the league people, not Deshaun's people. Who cares what they think? They have to convince the league's people, hey, we agreed with him that he was healthy enough to practice.
I think that's harder to convince, though. When I have video of Mary Kay 10 minutes ago tweeting out videos of Deshaun Watson looking as healthy as you could possibly look at being a human.
Mm-hmm.
Like these videos exist. They're out there right now.
And running around cones and going against air isn't football. I mean, I played a lot of football. That's not how you play football. It's out on the field. It's with freakishly athletic guys running to kill you.
You brought grievances to the table.
Why did you chuckle after that?
The kill you part, yeah. I don't know.
That was a full-blown sicko line there, Brad. I kind of liked it.
It's the reality of football. Somebody's coming to breathe down your neck, and they're coming, as Chris Spielman would say, with bad intentions. So I don't see Watson playing this year. I really don't. But anyway, have a great day, guys.
You too, buddy. Thank you so much.
He brought grievances to the table and then wanted to go Ray Lewis on us.
They did.
I don't know what happened there.
There were other parts of the call that I had to opt out of. Frank in Gates Mills, welcome to the show.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hello.
Hello, Frank.
Why should Deshaun Watson not have a chance to play? He gives us the best chance to win, not only this
show
year,
your
but
work.
Next year. What do you mean, show my work? Who's better than Deshaun Watson that we have under contract to play quarterback?
Well, who can stay healthy and who hasn't been absolute dog butt for the last 3 years?
The health is the biggest thing for me.
I'm not saying Deshaun Watson has played great football, but he certainly has played better than our two rookies.
I don't know that that's statistically true. He struggled cracking 200 yards passing last year with an offense suited completely around him. Like, I don't know which version of Deshaun you're talking about, because maybe that first year where there was
he had one good game, but he did go 5-1 in year two. And I know a lot of people, just if you hang on to the win losses, I'm not as much of a win loss with a quarterback guy, but by year three it was shot. But it's not even that. You can just move away all the actual football like parts of it. The idea he can't stay on the field. That's my biggest complaint. I can't rely on him to stay healthy. He's broke.
He's going, but you agree, he's going to be given a chance with the amount of money that he's owed. There's no chance that we're just going to dump him and get rid of him him go somewhere else and play well.
That doesn't make it a good idea, though.
Yeah,
Frank.
That's where we always have to stop in line here.
It's a better idea than anyone else. I mean, certainly it's not Dylan Gabriel. And Shador Sanders, he might eventually be okay. But he's not ready to play. We've seen that.
He literally won a game 2 weeks ago, and he's been better than Dylan Gabriel was the six games prior.
Well, better than Dylan Gabriel is not a really high bar to set, is it? I mean,
that's fair.
Than Dylan Gabriel.
But, it's interesting, Frank, and I thank you for the call, buddy.
Well, who would you rather watch in week 17 and 18?
Dylan Gabriel? Yeah, it's not even close.
Okay.
Yeah. I cannot stress it enough. I don't know anyone that wants to see, other than Frank.
I mean, we might just turn off our TVs if it gets to that point. I'm not sure, but
honestly, it actually might be the thing that makes me not watch Browns football at the end of the season, and understand the things. And again, like, I'm not the person that raged against Deshaun for 3 years. right? I tried to give it as much of an opportunity as I possibly could. I squinted as hard as I could in that Raiders game. If you only had the Amari touchdown, he would have been. But the reality is, it's not even about Deshaun anymore. It's not about the human being. It's about the whole ordeal. It's about the massive failure of the Cleveland Browns and their inability to ever really own it. Like, they've said the words. They've said the magic words. We own that. And then they've continued to run an organization with a level of hubris and a lack of awareness that is befuddling to me. Like, at some point, if you really want to show me that you own this decision, don't have Jimmy Haslam at the owners' meetings in April say, hey, we know it didn't work out and it's on us. No, own it by not putting him out on the field at least this year, where the only thing he can do is play just well enough for you to convince yourself that he's your quarterback going forward for one more year and win a game that takes you out of draft positioning. Nope, no thank you. Like, show me that you've learned your lesson. And again, 2026 is different because 2026 is, if he's under contract, I understand you got to give him some ability. You can't just put him, do what the Texans did, which is put him on, what is it, the inactive list or the...
Yeah.
I keep saying commissioner's list. That's
the inability to perform list or whatever that is.
But I know you can't do that for another full season because then you will have a grievance. But specific to this year, it's a lost year. Don't make it worse by pissing me off. Just don't. 216-474-0092. Will Deshaun play this year? We're actually going to push quick hits a little bit here because we got some takes on this. What do you think the Browns are hoping for if Deshaun plays? That's in 5 minutes with a bunch of your calls here on 92.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.